Hello, this is Henry Roth.
And this is Michelle Roth.
And you're listening to
Wedding Podcast Network.
Right around the globe. I want to rock. I want to SSSUSA. I want to rock. I'm telling you that tune 6 months later is still in my... All you can do is step back in time. Hello, everybody. I am Henry Roth.
And I am Michelle Roth.
And welcome, everyone. A warm welcome to Planet Bride. We were just sitting here a moment ago with our producer, executive director extraordinaire, Mr. Robert Allen, discussing when it was the last time, Michelle, that we actually did a Planet Bride. April.
You believe it was April?
Unbelievable. And there's so much that has happened in our planet, and I'm sure in your planet as well. What's been happening with you? What's been going on?
Oh, all good things.
Yeah.
Fabulous things.
Yeah.
Designing.
How's your stuff going with Kleinfeld? You enjoying
Beautiful.
It?
Beautiful.
Some of our Beautiful. Listeners will I'm probably know that we're now based at Kleinfeld.
Yes.
And also at Here Comes the Bride in California. And we also, who else do we look after?
The Bridal Centre.
In Canada.
In Canada. Yolanda's at Massachusetts.
Yep.
So we're covering territory.
I think our philosophy is actually, and I think that brides would probably agree with us, that to customise and to personalise, I think the way of the world is becoming so corporatised and so everything is being conglomerated into each other, that Michelle and I really wanted to do our dresses that were individual and different and unique. And that's why we've really contained what we do.
And also going back to basics, which is the personalization of meeting brides, watching them evolve as they choose the dress that they really love.
Right.
Which comes to our topic.
Well, exactly. That's why we have an amazing topic for you today, because when we create and design our gowns, we know that there is real emotions that are poured into the dress, and that's how we actually created the concept of Planet Bride. And it is that we are very mindful of when we design, when we create, when we think about the humanity that is involved. There can be nothing more celebratory of your personal chapters, your own personal individuality, than actually a wedding. So we sat down and we thought, what can we talk about? I mean, let's face it, let's be real.
Relevant. Make it relevant.
Exactly.
These days.
Yes. I mean, let's get real. The world is changing. And I was speaking with some friends, Michelle, just the other day, and obviously it doesn't have to be all bad, but we are at the crossroads of historical change. There's no doubt about it.
I would agree with that completely.
Massive changes in everything that we're seeing. We've seen so many things happen, even in the last few months. There's an election coming up. The economy is questionable. People are talking about the oil prices, inflation.
And it turns people back in on themselves.
That's right.
How is all of this going to affect me?
Right.
How is this going to affect a family? How is it going to affect a bride? How is it going to affect how they're planning their wedding?
Exactly.
It has repercussions for everyone on everything.
Well, I think the point is as well that it also creates uncertainty and maybe a lack of optimism. I mean, what a wedding is about is actually the celebration of your future. So I think at the moment people could actually be thinking, well, why am I getting married? You know, it's all full of stress. It's all full of, you know, my planet, my world, which is about, you know, mother-in-law stresses, bridesmaid alterations not happening correctly, budget, which is obviously even more of an issue now. Is it worth it? Why am I doing it? You know, what are the reasons? So Michelle and I thought, you know what? We wanted to write our own list, and of course yours could be quite different, on the top 10 good reasons why.
Why you're getting married.
Yeah, why?
Especially now.
Right. Is it silly? Is it conventional? Is it unconventional? Is it worth it? What is the meaning of life anymore? But we have good news. There is meaning to life.
And we should celebrate.
Absolutely.
Especially in times
and
like
actually,
this.
It was really quite cool when we actually sat down and tried to work out why a person should get married in the context of what we have. Because there's no point making ferrofloss, candy, what do they call it? Cotton candy in America. There's no point like saying, oh, you know, everything's fabulous.
Sugar coating it.
Yeah. But the bottom line is, Michelle and I always welcome change. And just so you know, my own personal world viewpoint is that everything has to change. We're always evolving. And I am personally an optimist, and I see that humanity is evolving into the next thing. And maybe we will be more mindful about the world, and maybe we will be more mindful about our resources. So it's not bad.
No, I agree.
And so
with
because
that.
We don't think it's bad, we also think it is fabulous to sit down and think about why you're getting married in the context of what's happening here and now. So, drum roll, the top 10 good reasons why you're getting married. By the way, before I even start, I have to tell you, and I've been away from the States now for a year.
Yes.
Well, not the States. I have been away from New York.
Yes.
We've done a few Planet Brides via Skype, via satellite.
Isn't that fabulous?
Oh, it's amazing. But there I was at my favourite store, which is called Universal on 8th Avenue, and I bought this fantastic pair of chinos.
I love these chinos, Henry.
G-Star, really, guys. Brides-to-be, get your grooms into G-Star jeans and chinos, I am telling you. I know you probably all know that, but there's nothing like it. The cut. And if the fellow's just got a bit more of a meat around his thighs like me, they're fantastic. They're brilliant. Robert, you should try these on. They're brilliant.
They're really,
I mean,
good.
Not mine, but I'll take you down to Universal. And there I was. Sorry. There I was at Universal, and they're blaring out, you know, Madonna's Sticky and Sweet album.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, it's just so... This city is so special. It still is so special. And it reminds me about the optimism that we have around us, because there they were blaring this music out, and literally 2 hours later, 10 blocks up the road, she was going to be playing at Madison Square Gardens.
It's a very immediate city.
That is New York City, absolutely. And then I was seeing people streaming down the road as I was going out on their way up to Madison Square Gardens. And I tell you what, life is not so bad.
No.
Okay, so number one, which is basically our lead-in, why are you getting married? Number one, especially now that we are reminded as human...
Henry, I asked you if your cell phone was
I thought
off.
It was. Oh, sorry. It's now. Especially now, as we can see that that humanity is changing, and material things are now being questioned as far as their place and their worth. Obviously, I think it's really excellent that we're reminded that material things come and go.
Mm.
And there was a time where vows highlight, and the bottom line is, vows highlight this issue, and it's as fundamental as it gets, for better or for worse. And I think it's really cool to remember that that actually is so real.
Because in vows, you can sort of sometimes float over it and not really dwell on the significance of the vows, because everybody is so caught up in getting their fiancé to write their vows and to make it meaningful. And it's difficult sometimes for people to put their ideas on paper.
Exactly.
But I just was watching that movie, Sex and the City. Sex and the City movie. And Carrie Bradshaw, the character, was trying to get big to write his vows.
Right, that's right.
And it was so difficult for him.
Yes.
So she said, what about even if you say one sentence, I'll love you forever, or something like that.
Yes.
But I think now, even if it is one-word vow, a one-sentence vow, I think it has significance. But the for better or for worse now, I think, just resonates.
Doesn't it, though? It's just amazing. When we thought about that, which basically, it is for better or for worse. It does remind us this day and age, with the way that material... with the way material wealth is being re-looked at and re-evaluated, getting married puts you and the person that you choose to spend the rest of your life with in the right context, especially for the changing world that we have. You can't change the world, but you can change your own orbit, and you can remember for better or for worse. So that's number one.
That's a very important
issue. It's cool, isn't it?
Issue.
I told you it was going to be good. This is not a downer, guys. Number two, Michelle.
And that now brings us into the second point, which is, if material things can come and go so easily, what is left is basically the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, one of the reasons of why you're going to get married is to sanctify that very, very precious, fragile and vulnerable relationship that you have.
Yes.
I mean, you know, to really in front of people seal it and say we are a unit.
Mm-hmm.
We are sanctifying our marriage because it is us, and it's us as a team facing the world.
Well, I think you're
and
adding
it takes you into a different orbit, onto a different plane.
Absolutely. And by the way, I am not advocating that marriage is for everybody. I am not saying, mm-hmm. you know, we are not fundamentalists in one way or another. But if this is something that you're choosing to do and you're questioning at the moment, my goodness, what is the context of all of this? That is the concept that we're trying to remind you. It is sanctifying your relationship. It is adding to another orbit, another plane of meaningfulness in a world that's starting to lose a little bit of meaning. Number three
is really marriage is a celebration.
Right.
If you think about the ceremonial part, the ceremony, no matter what type of ceremony it is, whether it's something extremely serious, whether it has many facets to the ceremony,
right.
for example, a Greek wedding, a Hindu wedding, different types of weddings have different ways of sanctifying. But basically, a marriage is a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take the ceremonial part, which in itself is a celebration,
right.
and then go into the reception,
mm-hmm.
then you are bringing a lot of love and joy into the world of the guests and the friends that you have with you, that you bring with you to the wedding, and also to yourselves, to each other.
Exactly.
That's so important.
Exactly.
Bringing celebration.
Again, at a time when we have got a little bit of pressure on what we have been used to and what we have wanted as far as our expectations of life, you have to make sure that your world is still full of joy and that your world is full of celebration and love for each other. And so a wedding, a marriage, provides that context for you, and it makes sense.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
And it brings us also right into the next point,
okay.
which is that when...
Number four. Yeah.
Fourth point is that when you are in that mode of celebration,
yeah.
you also, for a very short moment in time,
yeah.
you are stepping off the treadmill. You are stopping the world.
Yes.
And you are getting off that treadmill of life.
Yep.
And you are really just seeking serenity and understanding and beauty between the two of you. You put your feet on the ground, and even though celebrations are very lofty, it's the joining of you and your partner together.
Well, let's get real here again for a moment. I mean, how many times or how many events can you recall in the last year even that you actually stopped everything? You stopped taking phone calls. You didn't answer your landline. You didn't answer your cell phone. You turned off your BlackBerry. You didn't go next to mm-hmm. a computer. You didn't check your emails. You didn't answer emails. You didn't communicate with paging, leaving voicemails, all the things mm-hmm. that you do and that we all do incessantly throughout the day. And even how many of you, hands up, have your cell phones switched on at night and allow it to ring day or night? I know I would say a lot of people. So it's really interesting. What does it actually take to stop you from actually being tied in umbilically to the communications that are part of your life?
And to the world around you.
Everything,
it's so
right?
It's difficult. I mean,
isn't
especially
it?
Now. This is
when
like
was the last
50
time?
Years ago.
When was the last... I know, can you imagine? I
this
mean, I know
now.
It sounds... I know it sounds like, you know...
But I wonder how they communicated.
How did they... Can you remember when, you know, couriers ran around with letters?
Yes.
And faxes?
And faxes was the big deal.
Was the big deal. And remember how you had to used to do documents and then retype them? And I remember at school, when... at school in Australia,
no.
We had these like, so what were they called, stenographs or something?
Yes.
Oh my God, we used to get high on the smell of that ink, I swear to God. Do you remember? And it was just like, you know, making a correction on a document was a major operation, I remember.
If you had one letter wrong, you could just tear
it off. It was a nightmare. So, but seriously,
but
do you have your mobile switched on at night?
I don't.
I do.
I don't.
But honestly.
Because I can't sleep then. Because
yeah.
I'm always, your subconscious
right.
is always aware that there's going to be a phone call
right.
or you're expecting a phone call or you have to be somehow tuned into what's going on.
I tell you, I have put a stop to one of the things, and I don't know how many people out there advocate this, although people tell me I'm crazy for not. I refuse to bring a BlackBerry into my life because then honestly, all I would be doing is monitoring my emails the whole time and I would be insane.
That would be another thing
it would be
you
crazy.
To lose, Henry.
But what we're trying to remind everybody is that actually... your wedding is the time, the moment where not only you stop the world, but the people that want to join in with you stop their worlds as well, and they actually come to celebrate the union. It brings it to a respect. It brings it to a level of importance. It brings it to a level of celebration, of love, of joy. All these things that we have to remind ourselves are important, because at the end of the day, we have to try and remind ourselves, what is important in life? What is important? What really matters?
And it makes you...
It's like MasterCard, priceless, you know?
Priceless.
Although weddings do cost a lot of money, I mean, you know.
And it makes you focus...
Yeah.
On
I feel really good with these points.
Topic.
You know what? I'm feeling really excellent. As I'm going on, because you know it's making me happy, and it's reminding me as a person that is so important, that if getting married is important to you, that you have to remind yourself why these things are important to you in life. Otherwise, you lose your anchor, you lose the meaning for life. And I think it's really interesting, isn't it?
I think it's very positive.
Yeah.
And it's very helpful for people.
I hope
to know that if you can just focus on the thing at that moment, which is the wedding, the unity, the happiness, the joy, the celebration, you'd be surprised how intensely that joy then multiplies, because you have no outside influences otherwise.
That's true too.
And I think that's a really, really important thing, especially when you're at somebody's wedding. They want you to have a good time.
That's right.
They want you to dance.
It's called share the love, isn't it?
It's called sharing the love.
Yep. And that's the point. And why I think people are looking for reasons to be happy and to be cheerful and to share the love.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, basically your wedding, to remind you, signifies your specialness of joining yourselves together.
Yes.
And that is something that I think is really, really special. Yes. And it's important, and it does have meaning. It's very interesting. What number are we up to now, Michelle?
We are now up to number five.
How are you all doing out there? Is everybody good?
I think so.
If this is a very intense show, isn't it? This is intense, but it's good.
I think it's very realistic.
Yes, it is
realistic. It's realistic with overtones of
I want everybody
happiness.
To see now. Everybody, breathe in and out.
That's good, actually, yeah.
And in and out.
It's good.
I just want to make sure that everybody's with us. Now, I just want to go through the points that we've done for the first four points to remind you.
A refresher.
If you're listening in, welcome. This is Henry Roth.
And Michelle Roth.
And you're listening to Planet Bride, and we are thrilled to be with you all. It's been about a six-month hiatus, and later on in the show, I'll actually tell you why it's been a six-month hiatus. Not that we don't love the Wedding Podcast Network right around the globe, but there are things in our lives that have been extremely exciting, and believe it or not, we have not been able to get together even
on the same planet.
On the same planet, even if Michelle's in New York and in Sydney.
With the same time zone of some sort.
Absolutely. It does have something to do with Project Runway, but I'll get back to that later on. So just to remind everybody, if you've just joined in, 10 good reasons why you're getting married. Why is it relevant? Why is it important in the context of everything that's going on right now? So, Michelle.
I think you should do this one, Henry.
Number five.
I think you should do number five. Yes.
I mean, it's really like, you know, we sat down and we thought to myself, well, why are people getting married? You know, what are the fundamentals? I think you're at this moment in life, in this history of time, you know, you really get down to the basics, I think. The basics and the fundamentals. I think maybe we got lost somewhere out there in the basics and the fundamentals. And a really simple one came to my head as to one of the top 10 reasons about why you're getting married. And quite frankly, it's because you can, because you want to. And it's a freedom that we have. And that is what I think is really, really interesting. You know, there are places in the world where still you can't get married in the way certainly that you might want to, mm-hmm. or in the way that, you know, there might be religious discrepancies and stuff like that. So I think it's really important. It is actually a exercising of your own personal freedom. The will to want to do something that's so important to you, that creates a tremendous amount of relevance. I think it's really important to remember. I know it's basic, isn't it? But it's true.
I think, you know, what comes to mind, when I did my citizenship test...
Oh, yes.
There was this thing that was going around in my head all the time.
Mm.
The right to do certain things.
Right.
So they tell you when you become a citizen that one of the most incredible rights that you have is to vote.
Right.
And I think this sort of brings in, though marriage is not political, The idea of a right, the right, which is what you've been saying, is your ability to be able to get married, to do something that is legally binding on two people. That's your right.
Yeah.
You don't have to if you don't want
to. That's also your right.
You're not forced to get married.
That's right.
You know, there are so many stories out there of people who decide in the last minute that they want to postpone the wedding or...
Oh, that's a whole lot of stuff,
there's a whole lot of different things. And therefore, it is your right. No one is forcing either you or your fiancé to get married.
It's very interesting as well because it's a unique power of freedom that can only happen between the uniqueness of who you are together. Mm-hmm. There can only be the two of you ever joined in this marriage. As Princess Diana said, that was actually really funny, and it reminds me. She said, in this wedding, there were three people or something, remember?
Yes, she did.
She did.
That interview.
Remember?
There were three people
in this wedding.
In this marriage. Marriage.
In this marriage. So normally, conventionally, you are talking about...
two people.
I tell you what, I'm still spooked out about that. I can't cope with
that. No, we're doing uplifting.
But no. By the way, guys, obviously Michelle's telling you she's an American citizen, born in Australia.
Well, I'm an Australian citizen too.
Oh, so yeah, that's true.
I have both.
Right. And so, of course, we were totally brought up, and Australia still happens to be part of the Commonwealth of the British Empire. So we're totally getting nutsoid. My mother, who's a Polish Jewish, a wonderful businesswoman, is nuts for Princess Diana. She cannot get enough of royalty. She cannot get enough of it. But it is interesting that she did make that point. In this marriage, there were three people.
And then she said, and it was crowded.
And it was crowded.
Yes.
So to remind you, because the two of you, because there can only normally be two people in a marriage, are unique and the combination... Oh, sorry, because the two of you can and because the two of you want to and because the two of you have that freedom that was unique to you.
Correct.
So that was number...
Five.
You do the next one, Michelle.
Number tradition. Six is all about tradition.
Tradition. Tradition.
With a little music
tradition.
Interlude.
Tradition. Tradition. Road and night must travel for a living, feed a wife and children, taste daily prayers, and who has the right as master of the house to say the heavenly veil at home? The Papa. Okay. The Papa.
Tradition.
Tradition.
Whether you bring to your wedding.
Tradition.
You're always in tune. I like that.
Look, you know what?
Why is that?
I used to be, as a kid, tone perfect.
Yes.
And then as I grew up, I went off key. And so if I'm conscious, I can stay on key.
No,
because I was conscious. Otherwise, if you're not. But anyway, tradition.
No, I think tradition.
Tradition.
For us, when we were talking about this topic,
the
idea of a wedding and incorporating traditions, whether they are an old tradition, whether you're adding a new tradition to an older tradition, whether you and your partner are creating a new set of traditions, you are basically creating a ritual which is like no other.
That's true.
So traditions have a wonderful way of bringing the past into the present, and you can bring the present into the future. And I think tradition, just like vows, make your wedding the unique one that it is. It's things that people remember.
Meaning of life. I think as well, it's, you know, it's interesting because especially now, and it has been really evolving, there's been a real discussion about the blending of religions and the blending of cultures and stuff like that. And I think it's really quite poignant that whatever the tradition is that you create, it is again almost becoming even more uniquely your own blend. There are blended marriages, and even if two people come from the same culture, it can be often that they don't necessarily have the same levels of tradition, or maybe within that tradition, different things are different, important for different people. Oh my God, I'm having an epiphany. That's fantastic. Like, because I was just thinking, you know, our parents, for example, okay? My father comes, Reginald Weinreich, comes from, his name's Joseph, but our nickname for him in our family is Reg, and that was since 1981, and it has stuck ever since, and his name really is Joseph. But anyway, Reginald Weinreich, our father, basically came from an extremely religious Jewish family, for people that, and just to give you an understanding, my father's family go back to the Chatam Sofer Schreibers, which is actually a very, very revered rabbinical
family.
So you can imagine, and he was in a shtetl in Poland, extremely religious. My mother, on the other hand, Aneta Weinreich, came from Krakow. It was a very modern city for Poland. They were traditional, but not...
More secular, not as religious. Exactly.
So it's really interesting that, say, we just had the high holidays recently. My father loves to go to the synagogue. My mother is...
All day.
And my mother will go to the synagogue, but she'll choose the services that are relevant to her.
Yes.
And there you have a beautiful combination of what's relevant for them as they continue and enjoy their lives together. And so that is what's so important. But overall, tradition, I mean, even it's got not necessarily anything to do with religion. Your own rituals, your own meaning of life becomes your tradition.
And one partner can teach the other about either a new tradition or enriching a tradition that perhaps they didn't know so much about.
That's
or perhaps
true.
They did know, but they make it even more relevant or make it richer.
It's so the richness of life, isn't it, Michelle?
It can be very, very interesting. And, you know, learning from another person.
Yes.
I find I learn from Peter.
He learns
from
me.
And
Peter Roth.
PeterRoth.com. And we really, you know, you enrich your life by learning. And I think you have to learn, as
Mother
says all the time.
You have an amazing, amazing marriage. You're an incredible team. You have a fantastic, amazing marriage that has developed and evolved. And I have seen that you bring different things to the picture.
Yes.
He brings different traditions to the picture. I can see he is honouring some of your traditions that maybe weren't as relevant to him before.
Correct.
You are doing the same. And it's really nice to see that.
And you have to have an open mind to do that. So at your wedding,
yeah,
when certain traditions are being broached either by you or by your fiancé, I think even if you do not agree, because somehow it might touch some buttons that, you know, throw you off into a different planet, you have to be open enough and absorb what somebody else says. You don't have to give an answer straight away. It can be as little or as small as accepting or not accepting. But the whole idea is to keep your mind open and to have the communication and the conversation so that you can...
It puts in the context.
You put it in the context.
You know, it's very important. I want, you know, just listening to you and listening to myself, I want to make it really, really direct and out there, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Planet Bride. This is Henry Roth.
And Michelle Roth.
And you're listening to the top 10 reasons why you should be getting married. It's very important that who's ever listening to this, and I know we have a lot of listeners, thank you very much, that this is not, we're not advocating any kind of lifestyle. We're not advocating what's right or what's wrong.
It's not a template.
No.
It's a free, open discussion.
This is an open discussion. And that's not a template. Yeah, that was good.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I did. You know, I was just thinking about that as well. You know, creating, on the other side, we're talking about, you know, very, very, say, religious, traditional, you know, my father, for example. But then I was thinking about, you know, what is an example, a beautiful example of new traditions? Ellen DeGeneres and Portia.
Yes.
I mean, that is really interesting. They used, and again, it was their choice for them. And again, that can be a very controversial topic, but we're not going to be too... I love being controversial. I think it's fabulous. Anyway, I think it's great. And I think the bottom line is, though, but they created new traditions for themselves.
Yes.
Traditions that really don't have any, you know, much of a template, especially in California. They were the first ones.
They set a
lesbian
precedent.
Couple. Fantastic.
Yes.
So, again, reminding you, one of the reasons that you're getting married is because you are creating new traditions and traditions that have meaning to you and a richness to your life. Now, what number are we up to, Mish?
I think we are up to number seven.
Yes.
Which is the uniqueness of the two of you, the combination of you and your partner, you and your fiancé. You create a molecule in time which cannot be replicated by anybody else, which cannot be copied. No two people can be alike.
Mm.
And so you are bringing a combination, another uniqueness to our world, which can be so refreshing, and people can learn from you, and people can see from example. You are bringing a uniqueness to the marriage and to your celebration.
I think it's important in this, you know, in this world that we live in, that when you think about, I mean, how many... I don't know how, I've lost count of how many billions we have in this world at the moment that this planet is carrying. And it really actually reminded me...
How many
billions of people? I don't know. Is it like... I don't know how many billions. I know China's got 1.3 billion. I think India's got 1.1 billion. So you've got about, you know... But the interesting thing is, in the context of the two of you, when you look at the world and there's so many billions of people, it can be a very overwhelming concept. Mm-hmm. And it can be very much like, well, what's the point? What is my energy and my effort going to do, you know, in the meaning of the mountain of humanity?
And you always hear a bride or brides wanting, you know, I meet a lot of brides and they always want
you
to...
You don't. What are you doing? What are you doing? Does your husband know that you meet a lot of brides while he's at
he
work?
He certainly does, because we get invitations.
I bet he does. Okay, that's okay. Phew, Peter Roth knows.
Yeah,
okay.
Peter Roth knows.
He knows everything, yeah.
Everybody wants to make their wedding different.
That's why people keep saying
what?
That, yeah.
Guess what? Just by being the two of you, it is already extremely different.
Do you know what? This is
like that.
This is really, but it's true,
it's
isn't it? It
yes.
is good.
It is excellent.
You know, it reminds me of, you know, when we talk about the gargantuan mountains of humanity that we have successfully created over the centuries. For those of you that watched the Chinese Olympics, the ceremony, it was just extraordinary. I think it was a window onto new worlds and new paths and new chapters.
Yes.
But what came across to me was just the massiveness of the humanity that put
I
that
know.
Ceremony together. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm just one. And how many were, I mean, I think it was...
For every step, there
it
must
was
have
incredible.
Been hundreds of people.
So,
it was
so it's so
it's
important
amazing.
To remember in the context of what we're being exposed to visually now, that the massive everything and the massive ideas and the massive concepts that go out there, it is true just to step back and to think, well, you know, it's okay. That's all good. That's the way the world works. But your combination, the uniqueness of who you are, it's like the A tablet and the B tablet. They can never be the same
Mm-mm.
recipe ever. And
exactly.
you write that book together.
Exactly.
And that marriage, that wedding, why you're getting married and why you're having a wedding and why you're having a celebration is to bring into the world that new recipe in a way that society at the moment respects and understands.
Understands, which is our point number 8.
Uh-oh.
Which is that marriages mark in time, in human civilization,
yeah.
it goes back centuries.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not,
yeah.
society recognizes marriage to be one of the most revered statuses. So when you go down the aisle,
mm-hmm.
you're bringing your traditions, you're bringing your uniqueness, you're
mm-hmm.
bringing everything with you,
mm-hmm.
but also it says something about our society as well.
Absolutely. Look, that's understandable.
And
I mean,
it's not meant to be, you know, as
no.
a nasty thing to say whether you like it or not. The point is...
It is a reality.
This is a reality of some of the institutions that we have in our society.
That's what mankind came up...
Yes.
...to sanctify the, you know, relationship... For family, for yourselves, I suppose. And I suppose, you know, and I am going to be controversial. That's probably why it does come into question gay rights, gay people and marriage and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And I always think to myself, well, why is that important? And the only thing I can think of is because gay people also, those that advocate marriage and the rights, the legal rights and all that sort of stuff, go recognize the very root of what that actually represents. And for those people that recognize it, it represents what society respects as far as how people should be treated. Because when you're married,
yes.
whether we like it or not again...
You get the legal rights,
you get the
financial
you know,
rights.
It's just how we
work. It permeates everything.
It's just how it works. Again, if that's not your root, God bless you. God, like, you know, Michelle and I are very open people. Well, I think we are. Are we?
I would say that we definitely are.
You're listening to Planet Bride right across the globe. This is Henry Roth.
And Michelle Roth.
And we're talking about the 10 good reasons why you're getting married. You know, I'll tell you how we, you know, our thoughts on, for example, we are bridal designers. And, you know, frocks are very important to us, dresses, the garments that brides choose to walk down the aisle. But honestly, I've had brides come up to me and kind of like, and question me and I've said to them, honestly, if you really want to know my opinion, if you're happy walking down the aisle in a t-shirt and that makes you happy and that's how you want to go down the aisle, we would support it and recommend it because that's what you want. Mm-hmm. And that's how open we are as far as what your choices in life are. Because at the end of the day, you have to wear and be responsible for your own choices.
You're the one walking down the aisle.
Right. So as a result...
You're the one who...
That's true.
You know...
You're the one.
Your mother's going to come running after you.
But, you know, we don't say that. And all of you should walk down the aisle with a T-shirt because, like, hello. But, you know, you understand what we're saying. So, again, we have to be so careful when we're talking about this that none of you think that... And it does matter.
That we only have one point of
view.
We don't.
Not.
We have many.
No, exactly.
And we debate a lot.
Yes, we do.
We do.
And if this is not stimulating your cerebral mindset, then nothing is.
Correct.
So should we tell people now why it's taken us so long to be able to get it together?
I think we should do it towards the end. I want to get through our points.
No, let's do it now.
No, but we'll go off on a tangent.
No,
I know us.
Just very quickly, come on. You can't tease people all the way around.
No, that's true. The reason we have not been so...
Available
to do our podcast talking...
Right.
...is because I'm very proud to say that my brother Henry has on a show in Australia,
mm-hmm.
which is very well known in America, but there is an Australian version called Project Runway Australia.
Yep.
And Henry is the mentor. He is the one that...
The Tim Gunn role.
The Tim Gunn role.
Yep.
And
it's been
he
amazing.
Is the one with the designers. And it just all of a sudden happened when he went back to Australia and he got the part.
Yep.
And they've just finished season one, which took quite a few weeks.
Yep.
I was very lucky to be able to go down there to see Henry.
You were indeed.
While we were doing Bridal Market.
Michelle actually came for all of you that might be wanting to know this. My parents and Michelle came down for Market Week in Australia while I was doing the very last bit of the filming of being in the workroom with the three final designers. And it was very poignant. The same day that I was doing that, Michelle and my parents had bridal market appointments.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne, where I was shooting, because Melbourne is the fashion capital of Australia. And we live in Sydney. So they were down there for that. And it was ironic and so beautiful the way that the planets can align, because life is beautiful, that in actual fact, they had finished their last appointment and they held the taping of the last bit of me going into the workroom, and this is the absolute truth,
the
for an hour.
The executive producer waited
for 1 hour.
Until my mother and my father and myself arrived to...
The workroom.
The workroom.
Which is like, it's called the White House
Design
Institute.
The White House Design Institute. And we, my parents and myself, we did not feel for 1 second that they were holding up production. We only found out later on that they were.
But they did. Can you imagine how much that would have cost?
It
was fantastic. So that's what it's about. And actually, the amount of times that we have had appointments with Robert, and then I've had different publicity stuff to do, but... So that's what's been going on as far as us not being able to get to Planet Bride, and I've just been bursting at the seams. I said, I'm out here at the moment. I've been away from New York for about a year, and I said to Michelle, the first thing we have to do is call up Robert so that we can get together.
You're our first live person.
Yes, you're our first live... Is this
Henry's,
one of the...
Henry's
is this
one off of, the plane. He's just over his
and
jet
off another
lag,
planet.
And you're the first live person
he's
seen.
Is that what an American looks like? Robert, that's amazing.
And I have to say also, what? Henry, I was very proud of you because... Everyone came up to me separately.
Oh,
I'm talking about Project Runway Australia.
No. Come on, it's enough.
About your knowledge and your intelligence, and all the designers were very, very delighted to have you there because they learned so much. And I think that's what it's all about. It's about learning.
Know, yeah, that's absolutely true. And you know, the only thing I can say to that is that we have been born in fashion,
yes.
in bridal, and that's why Planet Bride and the Wedding Podcast Network is so, it's like candy to us. It's just so important.
We love it. But now we're up to point nine.
Point number nine, which is right.
Why? One of the reasons why you get married.
Okay.
And one of the good reasons.
You know, have you completely lost it? Is there any point getting married in the context of what's going on there in the real world? No, you haven't lost it. Yes, it's all good. Life can be very sweet and beautiful. And the reminder of one of the reasons why you'll get married, getting married...
Is?
Because it's the pillars of starting a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's, again, how society sees it. It further cements the seriousness and the integrity that legally binds two people. It adds a motive. It adds a move of increased importance and seriousness to your relationship. We're not saying this is the only way that you can do and lead your life. But if you want to think about it, but if you want to think about why you're doing it, this will put the whole thing into perspective.
It's another reason why a lot of people
choose to
get together.
Mm-hmm.
They love each other tremendously, mm-hmm. and procreation is part of getting married.
Exactly.
And it's just a natural, you know, offshoot of getting married. Again, it's not necessarily what everybody wants, or sometimes you might get married not with the idea of having children, but then you decide, you know, once you're in that relationship on that plane, that this is really something that you do want to do.
But, you know, it's interesting, Michelle.
So it sets a parameter.
But it is interesting because, you know, people can say to us, well, that's very nice and good, and, you know, yes, I do have plans to get married, and the reason I'm, you know, prevaricating, the reason I'm feeling a little bit wobbly is not necessarily about the very fact that, you know, yes, I want to marry this man, mm-hmm. and in love with him, or if you're a woman or a man or whatever the deal is, but it's basically, life is a bit uncertain for me right now. Life is very turbulent, and it compromises, my situation is compromised by my plans, my dreams of how I wanted to see my wedding is going to be so compromised, or going to be compromised significantly. Maybe I have to invite less people. Maybe I have budget issues. Maybe I'm not in the mood. I don't feel it's tasteful to be too overtly celebratory and you know, too gauche in my celebrations, too over the top. So, you know, it's all very nice to say this and to do this, but, what you know, I feel that maybe what I'm doing is just not tasteful in the context of the importance of so many other problems going on in the world. And so the next show that we're doing is going to actually remind you about the 10 most important things that really you need to take to a wedding. Because, you know, a wedding can be so overwhelming, and there can be so many things that you feel that you have to do. And so we're going to remind you that not only is it a fabulous thing to get married because of the reasons that we've stipulated to remind you the basic beautiful things that marriage can bring to your, you know, the traditions, the sanctity, the importance, society, the whole thing, but you don't have to be overwhelmed by it. Because the thing is, you just have to sit down and write a list of the top 10 most important things that you think you need to have covered in your wedding, and you can scale back accordingly if you feel you want to. Again, if you want to have a big whopping party, you go for it.
Exactly.
But don't feel that it's like...
there are many choices.
Yes.
There are many choices, and you're not bound to any of them.
And it's not, it's okay, you know what? Yeah, it's an interesting thing, talking about dreams and thinking, okay, well, maybe my wedding can't be the way I wanted it to be, or maybe I don't think it's appropriate or tasteful at this time to do the way that I really dreamt it to be. And my only concept with that one is, you know, sometimes you have to lose some dreams to make other dreams come into reality. You know, life just is all about choices and compromises. And again, this is a wonderful time in the history of humanity because it's, again, making us focus on what's important with life.
What's important. And the thing is...
It's interesting.
It's important to you as an individual, and what's important to you and your fiancé together.
Yep.
And I have always found that my way
what
of...
What have you found, Michelle?
I've found that the way of making a choice after listening and speaking to, for example, Peter, is also how comfortable are we with that choice?
Right.
Are we doing it to please parents?
Right.
Are we doing it to please Henry Roth? Are we doing it, you know, there are so many layers to it. It's sometimes
That's
difficult
true.
To come to that decision. And I found that if you go with your gut and you're sensible,
you
will come up with the right mode and the right choice for you. But it's always about your comfort zone.
Exactly. I think that, you know, there can be flexibility in how you want to celebrate and how you want to mark your day, and whether that's just even going to a registry office if that's what you choose, or if you want to have the hugest wedding ever.
Yes.
But we're just reminding you that no, you haven't lost it. Yes, we know there's a lot of stress. Yes, there's so many things that are now changing, but life is all about being flexible.
Evolving.
You've got to evolve with it, and reminding you, take the best of everything that's offering and combine that with what you want, and new dreams are created, and new ways of celebrating are created. So where are we up to, Michelle? We're up to number
10.
Right, which is
the new chapters that evolve and enrich and come to you as much as you make them, these are the new chapters of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So in a significant moment in time, mm-hmm. when you get married, it becomes an adventure. And mm-hmm. your adventure becomes an adventure of a lifetime.
Right.
So everything that you've brought to the wedding,
right.
all those wonderful things of the reasons why you are getting married,
yeah.
and if you are cognizant of them,
mm-hmm.
for the moment when you're planning your wedding,
mm-hmm.
everything seems to be important on that particular planning.
Right.
What's everybody going to eat? What's the menu going to be? How the flowers, the dresses, the tux, the ties, the whole thing. If you go slightly past that.
Yes.
And everything has been sorted out and everything's been planned and all your deposits have been paid for and you sit back for one little second, it's hard to imagine it at that moment, but believe me, it is an adventure of a lifetime as you continue to grow
mm-hmm.
as an individual, as a person, and then as you grow together. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to open up your mind and to realize that the party of the celebration is just really the beginning.
That's absolutely true. And I think as well, the planning and all the lead up steps to creating that celebration and the party and also on the ceremony side has had to bring many issues to the forefront. It is an initiation of rites and it does force you to really, if you didn't think about what as a couple are your thoughts about the color of a napkin, it doesn't matter. What are your thoughts about your in-laws and how they're going to be in the future? From napkins to in-laws, it's all covered when you're actually preparing for a wedding. And that is why when brides say to us, you know, why do I have to go through this? This is crazy. Is it going to be like this the whole time? Is this how it's going to be? And we remind all our brides that the bottom line is that this is concentrated. It's like, you know, when you go out to the supermarket and you get concentrated palm olive? Well, it's not going to be like concentrated stress like this the whole time. What this is it actually magnifies and pushes together so many issues, and it actually helps you lead to what your philosophies and thoughts are together as you enter new chapters and new fields. It is interesting, though, as I'm even thinking and I'm talking here, somebody could be cynical and say, well, you know, I can have all these things without actually getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And so if that's how you feel, you should do that.
Exactly.
You know?
Because there is no right or wrong.
No.
There's no pattern that's going to suit every single person.
Exactly.
And so we have to expand and contract our ideas.
Yep.
And our philosophies,
yes.
because we want to be comfortable with the choices that we make. We have to live them.
Exactly. That's actually true. We have to live the choices that we make. My God, that's a good one too. So just to remind everybody, Michelle, if you want to count down from 1 to 10, I will count down. Just to remind you all.
You're a good countdown.
I'm a good countdowner. American Top 40. This is Casey Kasem. Oh, God, remember how we used to live with that? American.
Sundays
at night. And I used to dream about America. When we used to hear American Top 40 in Australia, we were probably kids of like 8, 9 or whatever.
Radio America I used to listen to as well.
It was amazing.
Early in the morning,
yes. But anyway, just to remind you all, top 10 good reasons why you haven't lost it, why marriage is important in the context of our changing environment and really changing world that we live in. And basically it is to, number one, remind yourself it's for better or for worse, and a wedding actually celebrates that and entrenches it legally. Number two, to sanctify your relationship, to add another orbit, another planet. Number three, to actually bring a thing into it called celebration, joy and love for each other, share the love and spreading the love. Number four, when you get married, it is one of those institutions, it's one of those things, it's one of those rituals that actually stops the world, your world, and all those people participating in actually celebrating your new world together. And it helps put your feet on the ground and to signify the specialness of joining you and your partner. Number five, tradition. Number six, because you can, because it's a freedom, because it's a right. Number seven, because you're unique. Don't forget, when you combine with your partner, forget the billions of people out there in the world, that is significant in your world. Number nine, whether we like it or not, society recognizes marriage. And it is the thing that actually creates a revered status as you go down the aisle.
And that was number 8. Now we're doing number 9.
Oh, number 9. It's the pillars of starting a family. Again, it's how society sees it, and it cements the seriousness and the integrity and the legality, not just between you both, but also how the world sees you, again, whether we like it or not. And number 10, new chapters, the adventure of a lifetime. This has been a journey. We hope you've enjoyed this as much as we have enjoyed putting it together. That was really full on, wasn't it?
I enjoyed imparting that. I wish I would have known some of these points or even thought about some of these points. I was on such a treadmill before I got married.
It's very tough.
This is good.
And you know what? Honestly, this is just a starting point.
Yes.
This is just what we think is the top 10 good reasons why you should get married and why you haven't lost it. But you could write a whole different list, and the relevance for what you're doing is and could be very different. This whole discussion
is a starting point.
Exactly, to get you going and to remind you, to settle you, to base you, to give you a good feeling that at the end of the day, life is good, life is a celebration. This is Henry Roth. I'm saying goodbye.
And this is Michelle Roth.
Bye. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Bye. Wow, that was a biggie.
I liked it because it wasn't what dress you should
really
wear, shape you should wear.
No.
It has a more philosophical bent to it, and I think that's important these days.
Well, I think we've always tried to, you know, have that approach with what we do, you know, with our dresses and everything. But boy, there were some really interesting ones there.
Interesting ones.
That was
sure
really,
it's
really
going
cool.
to bring up a lot of discussion.
Goodness gracious, I think I have to go and have a lie down now. That was emotional. I'll see you later on, okay?
Bye.
Bye.